This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Hailing rides on demand from your smartphone is routine for city slickers because, well, it's easy. That's the thing about Uber, Lyft, and the others out there doing something similar. Just punch in your destination, wait for someone to come pick you up. So let's pull back for a moment. What if an entire city's public transit system worked that way? Would you be more inclined to take public transit? I mean, what if it were pretty inexpensive, too? Our next stop is the city of Arlington. An on-demand rideshare service called VIA has replaced the city's fleet of charter buses. Here to tell us how it's going, the mayor of Arlington, Jeff Williams. Mayor Williams, welcome to the Standard.
Great to be here, Dave.
Now, Arlington isn't the only city to put a system like this one in place, but it is one of just a few. How did you sell this? Sell me on why on-demand commuter vans are better than buses.
Well, it's much more convenient to begin with because they come within a block of where you're at and deliver you where you want to go. So it's not a fixed route like a bus has, and they deliver you anywhere within our service area.
I mean, now, if I were to take an Uber or something, it might cost me $10 for a trip, halfway across town. How much does it cost to ride one of these on-demand ride shares in Arlington?
They are a $3 flat fee.
Whoa. Just for any place? Or how does
yes,
that work?
Yes, anywhere in the service area that we have designated, which right now is in the northern sector of our city and the entertainment district, our downtown area and the university. And our main hospital is in that area, and we'll be expanding it. Our ridership continues to rise, so we'll be expanding the service area probably throughout our community.
So how does it compare with the on-demand? I mean, the shortcomings and where it compares favorably. How would you compare the two?
Well, it's very similar to Uber or Lyft. You have an app, and it's app-based. One difference is it may tell you to go to southeast corner of an intersection there to catch it. And then also, as you're going to your destination, they may pick up someone else. These are six-passenger vans. The other thing is that VIA has taken it another step. They actually do background checks, drug checks on the drivers themselves, and they are employees there of VIA.
Well, how long has this been going on, and how long is it? Is it a test program, or is this now the way that you do public transportation in Arlington?
Well, it is just started since the second week in January. And this is a one-year pilot, but with the success we've already had, I feel certain that we'll be expanding it and lengthening it, and it is one piece of Arlington's public transportation.
So have you run into any problems that you weren't expecting from the outset?
No, it's been very smooth. We're extremely excited about the popularity of it. The other thing, it's getting people out of their cars, and then most importantly, taking care of a lot of our seniors who need to get to the doctor, to the grocery store, and then others getting them to work.
Well, how do you make the service accessible to people who don't have smartphones?
What we have done is we have actually got a phone number for seniors to be able to call in. And then also, not everyone has a credit card, so we also have the ability for you to pay cash to have a cash card that will work with VIA.
I have to ask one other question, and of course, this is about displacement. If Arlington's experience, you know, bears out more broadly, you can start seeing transit workers, transit unions, major investments made in vehicles and maintenance. All of that could disappear. Any concerns in the city about that sort of transition?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think that's an important thing that as technology comes on, it doesn't matter whether it be in transportation or other areas of our country. I think it's very important that we be planning ahead and work on job training to be able to divert our employees that may be in an outdated sector of work and move them into a new one, because we certainly do have the jobs to be able to take care of that.
Jeff Williams is the mayor of Arlington. Mayor Williams, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.